Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is about sound healing instruments. We're going to be talking about the different instruments other than voice that you can use to do sound healing. And we're going to be playing some of the sounds. I'm going to be playing a lot of bowls, alchemical bowls, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, and gongs and such as well, and tingshas and various things. We'll be talking about what they do to the body and how you can use them. Our intention today is that, let's see, what's a good one? That you might, that we all might find exactly the sounds that we need for our healing and for raising our consciousness to the highest level appropriate. Yeah. So that's our intention for today. Let's see here. Let me pull up this. I'm not getting the chats here, so I need to do something, figure it out. Let's see. Maybe that's it. Nope. Hold on 1 second. Oh, no. I don't see where to get chats. Let's see. I'm on Skype today. Okay. Well, I'll be figuring it out as we're talking here. Okay. File. No. Okay. So today, there we go. Got a hi. Oh, did get the chat. Okay. Yeah, I can see those now. I can see the chats. Okay, so before we get into it, let's talk about some things that are happening at the Institute. Some really amazing things are happening. We've got a lot of events going on. First of all, we have our Sound Healing Certificate and Associate Degree Program that is starting again on May 20th. That's a three-month program. Or we actually have the Summer Intensive from June 9th to the 22nd. And then you can do the second half, or you could even do the first half. We've got two of them happening in August, from August 14th to the 17th. If you can only do 2 weeks, then you could do the rest of the program online, but you don't have to do the rest of the program. You can just do 2 weeks in June or 2 weeks in August. And those are 10 to 9:30 every day. Immersive. People get in the zone and they never come back. We haven't killed off a person yet. It's really powerful. Or, again, you could do the three-month version. And if you can't make it out here, then we've got the online classes, which are working really well. We have people from all over the world. We do toning and chanting and do healings on each other. And it's really, really powerful. That's Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings, San Francisco time. And that starts again on, March 29th, I think it is, or February 2nd. You can start those. Actually, it would be March 28th, I think. And it's a about four-month program. You can continue on both of these programs here at the Institute and online. You can continue on into the degree and do a whole year and a half if you like. So you could do the whole associate's degree program online and or at the Institute. We also have the audio recording program starting in May as well. We actually have a condensed version that actually is starting at the end of June, June 22nd, that you could do. That's over 7 weeks here at the Institute. Or you can do the online version just about every other week we start. I think we're starting March 26th is the next start time for the online audio production program. You can use any program you got. Pro Tools is the would be the best because that's what we focus on the most. But I've got people doing Ableton Live or any other program you have will be just fine, because we're teaching how to use the all the different features, all the different EQ, all the different effects, and also how to create binaural beats, how to affect people really deeply. As far as events here, we've got on Sunday, March 24th, we've got an open house from 1 to 6. And we've got a lot of really cool tools to play with. We've got crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and gongs that we're going to be talking about today that are in our store. And so you can, we'll be playing with those in the open house. We also have a cool class coming up on Wednesday, March 27th, which is about the alchemical bowls. And it's also a mini concert as well. So we have a specialist from Crystal Tones that's going to be talking about the energy of all the alchemical bowls, where these bowls are crystal bowls that have different crystals and metals and trace elements embedded in them. We have 24 karat gold, we have indium, we have turquoise, I mean, just a full range of crystals and metals embedded, and they are amazing. We're going to be playing some of those today. that class is just $10, and that's on Wednesday, March 27th. And then on March 29th, Friday, March 29th, if you're in the area, we're doing a whole Tibetan bowl concert with Karma Moffat. That's $20, and it's like a couple of hours of just bliss. Karma's got like a Tibetan horn, one of those horns that's like 28 feet long. It's probably only 10 feet long, but it's amazing. It's huge and really powerful show. Karma is the Tibetan bowl master of the world, really. And so that's Friday night, March 29th here at the Institute. But then we just booked a synagogue here in San Francisco, one of the largest in all of San Francisco. It's called Sherith Israel Synagogue. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You walk in, and it's just like, whoa. The ceiling is like so unbelievably high. It's a dome ceiling. It's unbelievably beautiful. And we've got Stephen Halpern and a really major special guest that we can't announce yet. We'll be announcing it actually on April 1st, but she's already committed, and she just did a concert where she sold out the whole place. So that's tickets will be on sale in a couple of days here. I've just got it booked yesterday, got the place booked yesterday, so we'll have it up on the website here in a couple of days. And that's May 5th. May 5th with Stephen Halpern, special guest, and about a dozen other singers and musicians. And the whole concert is The Sound of Love. We've done about 10 of these now, and it's just amazing. It's totally heart-opening with beautiful, just beautiful vocals. Again, that's Sunday, May 5th. So you can find all this information except the concert, that concert, on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. And the concert will be posted in a couple of days. Also, we now have our store, Resonant Harmony SF, as in San Francisco. Resonant Harmony SF. We have all types of sound healing instruments, and we've got some really cool technologies now that are really effective, and we'll be talking a bit about them later probably. So that's Resonant Harmony SF. You can listen to all the sounds as well. We've got samples of just about everything in the store now posted. As well, we've got the Therapy Center, Sound Therapy Center, soundtherapycenter.com. And that's where we got about 15 different therapies we do here and online. We do a lot of them online. We can find your soul frequency and things like that and find what frequencies are missing. Some really, really cool stuff going on. So, again, soundhealingcenter.com will get you to all of this. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Cool. Okay. So today we're going to be talking about the different sound healing instruments. Still bugging me that I can't see the chats here. Let's see. Well, let me do one more check here. Chat. Where is the chat window in this new version of Skype? Search contacts, window. This conversation. Oh. Oh, here we go. Found it. Okay, cool. So we got some music we're going to be playing. I assume we got that queued up. I still didn't find exactly the chat here. It still didn't show. The chat window showed up, but not the actual. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Nope. No. Don't see how to do it in this new version. Okay. The chat window shows up, but I don't see BBS radio. Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, here we go. Maybe this is it. Nope. That's the call. Huh. Okay. I give up. I do see them when they come in briefly, though. But then they disappear. Okay. So, the sound healing instruments. First of all, let's talk about the the crystal bowls. Crystal bowls are amazing. The essence of a crystal bowl is quite a few things actually about crystal bowls. Let me play the sound of a crystal bowl now. And let's see. Let me go to this one. Later we're going to be playing the alchemical bowls. So notice the difference between these frosted crystal bowls, which are made of quartz crystal, and the sound of the actual... Oops. Oh, looks like it's not going to come up. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, well. So much for the crystal bowls. Let's see. Well, we can play it. Let's actually play the crystal bowl. We have the song Peace Bowl that is a crystal bowl. So if we've got that queued up, Don or Doug, let's go ahead and play Peace Bowl and we'll listen to about... Yeah, there we go. Okay, so this is the classic frosted crystal bowls and then we'll talk about them. Just tune in. along with this. Amazing how high you can get just on the radio with that. Oh my God. You know, it's really interesting. There's a few things about what these bowls are doing. I mean, there's probably some things we don't really know yet, but I can tell you what we do know. First of all, I think one of the most important aspects of a bowl is that it's creating a consistent tone. A tone with no distortion. You know, mostly the sounds that are associated with gratitude, compassion, love, joy, source, and your soul are all vowel sounds. If I say, make the sound of love, people don't go, they don't make a distorted sound. They almost always make a vowel sound. Or O, or A, or E. And those sounds have no noise or distortion in them. Now, it's interesting. When the body or the emotions get off, there's two ways. Generally, the main two ways they can get off are they get detuned to a different note or to just the wrong frequency of a certain note. They get detuned, or they don't hum at all. They become like noise, like where they're not really an actual frequency, where it's not consistent anymore, like a vowel. I've really come to believe that it's rare that we get detuned. I think when we get detuned, that's really serious. Yeah, I mean, it's like when you go out of your body, that's where when you feel like totally whacked out, that's when you're detuned. But more common is that we simply, parts of our body, whether it's a cell or an organ or a chakra, just stop humming. They just go into this little, and you can feel it as a buzz in your body. You know, it's often when you can't sleep, your body's kind of like buzzing, or a different part of the body. Often our digestion, our intestines are buzzing, or our stomach's buzzing, and it's really all it needs is a consistent note to remind it. To get it back in this coherence of a consistent frequency, which is what all parts of our body normally are doing. They are humming a frequency. So you can do this physically with a cell or organ, but you can also do it emotionally, because all the lower emotions tend to be noises. I mean, think about it. What's the noise of fear? It is not, people don't go, oh, this is fear. Ooh. No, they go, ah, it's a distorted sound. Or they go, what about anxiety? Anxiety is not a vowel. Almost everybody will make a sound like, you know, that is scratchy. And anger is the same way. You know, it's got a distortion and a noise to it. Whereas love and gratitude and joy, it's like, and here's the deal. I've mentioned this many times, but it's so important. A consistent tone is the essence of peace. It is the essence of peace because it is there's always a vibration. You can't get rid of vibrations because that's who we are. And even in the quantum field, there's always vibration. So the question is it going to be distorted, noisy, or consistent? Love, universal love, the most consistent out there. And that's why love brings such peace and stillness, whether it's universal love or personal love. When you fall in love, you know, that energy of peace is just overwhelming. And it's simply just a stable, consistent frequency. Now, bowls are consistent. All the bowls are consistent. Tuning forks are consistent. Tingshas and Tibetan bowls are consistent. Even gongs have a consistency to them. And what we just listened to and toned with was that consistency. I think that is the core component of most sound healing instruments, is that consistency, and that's what brings the peace. But there's a little extra that I've mentioned many times before, and that is a slow fade. When something fades out slowly, you can still hear that note in the air. It is still humming in the air, even after it fades out. Let me give you an example. Here is an alchemical bowl. This alchemical bowl is this one. Let's see. This, I'll play the one here that's celestite. It is filled with the mineral celestite, which is about ascended masters and knowledge. It's really a gemstone or a crystal that is really powerful. And so I'm going to play this. It's only about a minute or so, and it will fade out slowly. And listen, you can hear it after it's faded out. Okay. Listen for right when it fades to silence. Okay. So now that the sound is gone, you can still, if you just listen, you can still hear it. Listen for it now. And notice that when you just listen and hear it, it's this amazingly peaceful place. Listen now. I can still hear it going. Peace is a frequency humming consistently. It's amazing. I've played bowls and let them fade out with 1,000 people, and you can hear a feather drop. It is so still in the room. And what's cool about that is that stillness connects everybody. In that place, every single heart, just like right now, all of our brain waves are in similar ranges now. Even our hearts are beating in sequence, in synchronicity now. Yeah. Also, you might have noticed the difference in the tonality of the alchemical bowl, the celestite bowl. It's got a little bit different tonality. The quality may not be quite as good because it's not stereo, because Skype, when I play it through my system here, it's not stereo. The previous bowls were stereo, so whereas these are not. But still, you can hear the quality of these bowls. Check this out. Here is a palladium bowl. This is about the divine feminine. The trick is, this is interesting. This is what I learned from Beverly up in Mount Shasta. She's like the alchemical bowl master of the world. She said, can you be still enough to hear the actual mineral or metal within that glass when you play it? So here's palladium. Can you be still enough? This is amethyst. Listen to the amethyst here. Listen for the difference. Here's a bowl called rhodochrosite, beautiful crystal that's really about opening the heart. Listen to this one. It's a smaller bowl. But then we have a 24-karat gold bowl. This is about prosperity. Listen to the difference in tonality. And what's cool about these bowls is the mineral or whatever it's made of is actually going into your body via the sound. The actual crystal or metal is going into your body by way of the sound. Okay, let's check this. This is gold going into your body. Just goes right to my root chakra. Here's one called apophyllite. Apophyllite is amazing crystal. Every little part of the crystal looks like a little pyramid. So this is about activating the Merkaba. This is a deep one, apophyllite. It's a nice large bowl too. Listen to the higher harmonics in it. See the low sound and the high sound together. I like that one. Now, there's not only the mineral or material that's infused into the bowl, but of course, the note of the bowl makes a difference. And a lot of people look at it as to what chakra it is. So we got, you know, the chakra, C is the root chakra, D is the second chakra. So this would be the root chakra. Let's see. Here's the lepidolite, which is the root chakra. But we can do more than one bowl at a time. Now, here is the third chakra along with the root chakra. And here is the throat chakra as well, with all three at the same time. Doing this, it's just so much fun. Okay, but then you can have, if you have two bowls that are really close to each other in frequency but a little bit off, then you can get what are called binaural beats. Check these two. Here is a D sharp, and one that's a little flatter than the second bowl, which is a little sharper. Listen to these two together, and you'll hear the beats between it, which put you into a different brainwave state. Hear the na 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 na. It's like almost an alpha state. It's like right on the threshold of theta and alpha, that vibration. This should be more in theta. Let's check these. These are pretty close to each other here. These are both F sharps. Oh, that's a fast one. A bowl that's made with kyanite, really grounded. It's good for absorbing stuck energy. So if you have any energy you need to release, you can release it into this sound. I just get totally in the zone by listening to these. Now check this out. Let's see. Oh, let me stop that. Okay. Now let's check out the big difference, of course, between the crystal bowls and the Tibetan bowls. The Tibetan bowls actually are more activating because technically they have more harmonics that are more discordant. Although, if you hit them with a rubber mallet, they aren't quite as activating. But they are metal, and metal is, if you know, bringing metal into your body instead of a quartz crystal is going to be quite a bit more activating. Metal is just more about odd harmonics, which are activation. So check this out. Here is a basic Tibetan bowl. That's a handmade Tibetan bowl. Now here's a bowl that is not handmade. It's actually manufactured, so it's more perfect in shape, which actually makes it a pure tone. Check this out. This is called a Zen bowl. Listen to that higher harmonic. So beautiful. Hear the two different notes in there? The low note and the high note. Super high note. Play it again here. Once it ends, here we go. Listen for the low and the high note together, the different harmonics. Again, it's a nice, slow fade. And once again, bowls, even Tibetan bowls are really wonderful when you get ones that work together. Here's two that work together really well. Here's an interesting one, along with this one. Here's a unique one. Really pure. Huh. Interesting. You know, I'm just on my website right now, just playing the different sounds on the website. It's so much fun. Okay. Now, let's play some tingshas. Tingshas are the little flat bells that come in pairs and you ding them together. And one is a little detuned from the other, so they create binaural beats. They still do the slow fade, but they have the binaural beats going. So check out, this is a medium tingsha. Check this out. Hear the little oscillations like, woom, woom. That's a low delta frequency. So they're putting you into the brainwave state of delta. Listen to that again. But here's a larger one, similar to that, but larger. Listen to this one. I really like these. These are amazing. More of a theta. No, 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 no. Check that out again. And then a couple others. Really nice high one. Wow. That kind of opens up the pineal gland there. It's a dragon tingsha. Oh, I love that. But then we have the gongs. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, but the gongs are quite unusual in the sound of them. Let's see, I think we got, yeah. I'm going to have to turn that one up a little bit. Gongs are not mathematically normal, I should say. Most sounds are mathematical multiples of the root. That means if the frequency of a root is 100 hertz, the second harmonic is going to be 200, then the third is 300 and 400. Gongs are not mathematically perfect. They have frequencies in between which are totally dissonant. And that's why they're so good for breaking up stuck energy. Because those dissonants totally break up patterns. Check this out again. Again, we still got the slow fade, though. And lots of binaural beats. There's three or four in there going nin, 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 nin. We also have some smaller gongs here that are really cool. Listen to the 16. Oh. That's still the big one. Oh, hear that? Nin, 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 nin. That's like alpha right there. It's putting you into... Now here's a smaller 16-inch gong. It's really sweet. Doesn't sound small, does it? Wow. Here's another 16-inch gong. The one before was actually much bigger. Whoa. That gets the energy going, huh? Whoa. Yeah, it's nice when you hit it softer. Here's a small 10-inch gong. Another 10-inch. Here's one of my favorite ones. It's just an 8-inch gong. It's beautiful, though. Oh, no, that's not the one I was thinking. Here, try this one. This one. And this one. Huh. Nice. Interesting. It's nice when you get multiple ones going at the same time. Now we've got another set of instruments, which is the didgeridoo. The nice thing about didge is that it also has some little bit of noise in it, but it's about breaking up stuck energy. Thank you. Stop it here. Yeah, boy, you know, the didge, what's happening with the didge is if you have a frequency and you go off pitch a little bit, it can actually create binaural beats because it gets a resonance going in the body and you go off pitch and now the resonance in the body is a little bit out of tune with the pitch change in the didge. And that creates a binaural beat that actually is a very powerful low frequency that can break up a stuck energy, break up a bad cell. I mean, it's really powerful, and there's a lot of bass to it as well when you put it right on the body. Very, very powerful instrument for breaking up stuck energy. Let's now play a recording I did. It's got a lot of bells and chimes and such in it. This is called Overcoming Fear. So set your intention now to get rid of fear for the rest of your life. The fear that's not useful or appropriate. Okay, this is overcoming fear. And it's got frequencies in it that are the essence of this energy quantumly in the quantum field. Overcoming fear. Let's see. You know, we haven't been talking about the most important aspect here of using any of these instruments, and that is intention. When you add intention to any of these, it's really way more powerful. Now, the cool thing also is when you find a instrument that is in the key of your soul note. My soul note is a B. So here we have an actual bowl in the key of B. Check this out. This makes me really happy. Interesting, the main key of my voice is a C sharp, so that I find it really easier to tone low notes in this key here, C sharp. Sing in falsetto, I believe it's the F that I go to when I sing falsetto. Like here's like an F sharp. It's really easy for me to sing that high note. So you can get bowls that are tuned. Get bowls that are tuned to your soul note, to your main voice note, or to your falsetto voice note. Or you can simply just listen for a bowl that takes you into a higher state of consciousness. This is one of my favorites right here. It happens to be an E. Check this out. This is Aqua Gold and Copper. Deal is finding the instrument that brings you into this higher state of consciousness, whatever triggers it. And it's not going to be the same for me as it is for you, because we all have our different makeup. And may we all find the right sound healing instrument, even if it's just our voice, or if it's the silent om that brings us into that connection where you're one with Source, where there's always unconditional love. So hold that energy into the weekend, through the week, through the rest of the month, through the whole year, through every lifetime. Oneness with pure universal love throughout all the time. our true essence. Take care.